All right, lovelies, welcome back. I have 10 questions for Crystal Maldonado. All right, Crystal, first question. What is the last best something you've experienced? Maybe this comes from your Glimmer list. I don't know, but like last best book, food, hug, like last best something.
Oh, last best. Okay. Last best was probably one of the moments I had with my daughter. So she's about to turn 5. And so I am going through this list of I've done like a one liner day for the first 5 years of her life. And so I put them in my notes app. So I'm like writing them all down. So the other night I was going through it and working on, you know, transcribing it. And just I had this like moment with her where I'm writing something down from when she was 2 years old, but she's almost 5 and she's next to me. And I tell her about it and she just was like, "Mama, I am just so happy to be here," right? She just like was, it was just like such a sweet little, that was the last best. Like she gave me a little hug and I was like, okay, I'm going to go cry for 10,000 years now because this is amazing. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's the sweetest. Also, what a great idea. A sentence a day for her whole life.
Oh my God. My friend told me about this and I was immediately hooked. So she did it for her kids. And there is just, oh, sorry, my alarm went off for a minute. I don't know if you can hear. So my friend did it for her kids and recommended it to me. And then at my baby shower, got me one of the little books and was like one line a day. And so I'm continuing on the tradition.
That's amazing. Do you want to do it all the way through? Is this the goal?
I haven't decided. So I think I might stop at 5 and just let it be like this beautiful encapsulation of the first 5 years of her life. And then we also have this email like inbox that we made for her. So it's like her name at gmail.com. And so we've been, my husband and I have been emailing her pictures and like little
Come
things.
Come on, you two. I just
can't.
We're
going to keep doing that.
That's amazing. This is a whole different style of parenting than what we got. I just have to say, holy, it's beautiful. Wow.
Well, and we only have one. So it's like, we can focus a little. If you have multiples, whatever you got to do to survive, you know, I feel you.
That's amazing. Krista, would you rather go on a wine tour in Tuscany or hiking in Machu Picchu?
Oh, a wine tour in Tuscany. I actually did that a couple years ago. And it was like we visited a winery. It wasn't a little tour, but oh my God, it was the greatest, remains one of the greatest moments of my life.
Right. And it just, wine is different in Italy.
You can drink it during the day. You can have it's just gorgeous. I'm going to have a little wine. I'm going to have some like bread and cheese, just all of the goodness.
Right. And like you go to eat and instead of pouring you water, they pour you Prosecco. Like it is very civilized.
I know. I love it.
I'm with you. What is a good piece of advice you've received? I'm making a distinction between the best piece, but like, what's a good piece of advice that you've received?
Good piece of advice I have received. So this is going to come from my therapist who has given me such amazing pieces of advice. But one of the things that she has said to me that has really changed how I've thought about things is make room for and. So if you're a very black and white thinker, which I have been my whole life, this is kind of a way to sort of shift your thinking where, you know, I used to be like, if my morning started out bad, I was like, it's a bad day. And my therapist was like, what if the morning was bad and the afternoon was great? Or, you know, what if this thing that went terribly is true, but you also are feeling happy, right? Like making room for and in your life so that there is that complexity has been just such a game changer for me.
Oh, I love that. That's like that improv principle of the yes and where you keep building. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Oh, so good. So good. What emoji do you use the most?
Oh my God. Probably the heart eyes emoji or the emoji that has the little like hearts, but it's on the cheeks. And it's just like, oh, I'm just feeling so, so happy. That is my fave. That's my fave. Oh, I also use the little sparkle emoji a lot. The one that's like three little stars. Love that one.
Yeah. That's the glitter.
The glitter. Yes.
If you could grant someone a wish, what would that wish be? And for whom would you grant it?
Oh, that's a big one. I think I would grant the wish probably for my husband, which is maybe selfish for me, but I feel like he has never seen how creative and artistic that he really is. And like one of my life goals is like, I want to write a children's book with him and have him like illustrate the pictures. And so I would love to grant a wish of just like, if he could see how great he really is and how other people see that in him, then I would love to do that.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that so much.
Thank you for giving me wish granting powers in this scenario, because I love it.
May it be so. We've just done it. We've made it happen. are you an early bird or a night owl?
I feel like I am neither. I want to sleep all the time, forever. So I guess of the two, I'd probably be an early bird, but I hate waking up and I love going to bed early. So I guess neither.
I love that. I am a sleepy possum. That is what I am. Yeah.
I just want to take a little nap all the time. I'm just ready to sleep.
Oh my God. Those first seconds of like sliding into bed, I just are my favorite.
Complete heaven. Yes.
Other than the job that you have now, and I know you work in marketing, you're also an author, obviously. But is there another dream job that you would love to have other than the ones that you do now?
I think I've always had this dream, I think a lot of authors have, of like owning a little bookshop of some kind. And In my dream, this is like a hybrid, like it's a bookstore and it's a little cafe and we have little art pop-ups. And I just feel like that would be the greatest, like it just feels so cozy and it'd be the most fun. So yeah, that would be my dream.
I'm envisioning twinkle lights and open mic nights and
You know me so well.
I
exactly.
do. I really do. I feel you. I love it. I love it. what is your most played song or artist right now?
Ooh, right now, it's probably Sabrina Carpenter. Her song, Espresso, if you have not listened to it, it is just the embodiment of summertime. So I went straight from just only listening to Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter, which is an absolute masterpiece, to Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso, and I cannot get it out of my head. There is this, like, it's just the definition of an earworm. Love it.
Oh, so good. Thank you. I will listen to that immediately. What is one word that describes you and one that you wish described you?
Ooh. Okay. One word that describes me, giggly. I am a little giggler. I will laugh at everything because I just enjoy laughing. And one thing I wish described me is probably balanced, just like maybe calm. Like I have always been very kind of frenetic. I'm just like, oh, I'm just thinking about the next thing and I talk really fast. And I would love to just be kind of like, even, and, you know, or at least have some more of that. Right? I don't want to give up all of the chaos inside of me, but some days it would be nice to just like take it down.
Right. Or have the ability to. I know my husband calls me Pouncer, and it's because I have that energy. I'm just like, ah! And it's like, oh, it'd be really nice if I could self-regulate a little more some days.
Same. Oh my God, you get me. Yes, that's exactly how I feel.
Last question. If we were going on a picnic together, what would you bring?
Oh, I feel like I'm going to bring a pie of some kind. Like I'm going to find out what your favorite fruit is and I'm going to bring a little fruit pie, and it's messy, but it's going to be fine. You're just going to stick a fork in it and we're just going to have a good time.
Oh my God. I love, love, love that.
It's not going to be one I baked, though. I hope that's okay. I'm going to pick one up. It's going to be really good.
I have no snobbery around that whatsoever. It's food. It's delicious. We're eating it. I'm good.
Exactly. I love it.
Oh, Crystal, thanks for doing the 10 questions.
This was so fun. Thanks for your questions.
Yeah, you're welcome.